C. Blindsight. A massive stroke left a 56-year-old man completely blind. Brain scans confirmed that his visual cortex, the part of the brain that processes vision, was no longer functioning. Nonetheless, this man was able to successfully navigate a complex obstacle course of chairs, boxes, and other objects without running into any of them. He had what neuroscientists call blindsight, the incredible ability to perceive objects even though the normal pathways between the eyes and the brain are damaged. Despite not actually being able to see in the traditional sense, people with blindsight are able to guess the numbers on flashcards correctly more than half the time. How can these technically blind people do so well on tests that require sight? In ordinary people, visual information passes from the retina at the back of the eye to the visual cortex. The cortex then relays information to other areas of the brain. People with blindsight have undamaged retinas, but the pathways leading to the visual cortex are blocked. Scientists believe information from the retinas must be sent to alternative processing areas through neural pathways not normally used for sight.
Questions. Number 15. What does the speaker say about the 56-year-old man? Number 16. How do scientists think blindsight occurs?